So this is the last Sunday in September. And our theme for September has been spiritual living through love as safety. Is that right? Yes. And so we find ways to love each other and make a safe container. And it's not just a bubble in which we're all pretending like the rest of the world isn't happening. It is. But we're creating something so powerful, so real, that it makes a positive impression on the rest of the world. Brother Lawrence said, "We ought not to be weary of doing little things for the love of God, who regards not the greatness of the work, but the love with which it is performed." So this last Sunday of the month, as we're looking to see how we can make a positive contribution to create a loving community and have that be stronger and more and exude more light and power and to make a difference out there in the world. That's right, we are the Light and Power Society. And so it doesn't matter if it's PICO or whatever, this is a divinely designed light and power which we're sending out into the world, but it has to start right where we are. And it's important to realize that as we're doing this important work, that we must indeed realize who we are, that it's not we of ourselves. I have myself do nothing. It is the love and the power and the presence within that does everything. Because if I begin to think that I, Maxine, is doing this or whatever, I'm not going to do too well at it. When I realize who I am and remember I am that I am, that the divinity within each of us is the eternal reality of all of us, then we become open and receptive so that the human becomes an instrument for the divine to do its good work. So we start out by realizing, yes, I am enough because I am is the name of God. And what follows I am is a very powerful prayer. If I say, I am loving, and even more importantly, I am love, because that's the essence of each of us, we are establishing that in our consciousness, which then becomes a ripple and makes a difference out in the world. So I am enough, that self-sufficiency. It's a capital S self, though. Capital S. I am sufficient because the self, that divinity within each of us, is my eternal reality. And I get into, anybody here get into human thoughts every now and then? And we start believing things about ourselves or others that aren't necessarily wonderful and true? Well, it happens. And that's why we're here together, to work together. Self-sufficiency, being sufficient in ourself. And that comes from this wonderful, deep connection to our source, which is why we are great proponents of meditation. Have you been to the meditation and prayer room? If you come early on a Sunday, 10 o'clock, there's always a practitioner or two in there, and you have an opportunity to just come into that sweet, sacred space. We do that together every Wednesday. We do it together quite often. And you can do it on your own at home, knowing that you're not alone. That you simply open your heart, as we open our hearts to each other, to that divine source, allow ourselves to fill up. So we rely on spirit. When we do, it brings us great peace. It's the sign of an awakening person who is self-sufficient. The great Hindu book, the Bhagavad Gita, it describes the spiritually awakened person as being beyond both praise and blame, whose mind is steady and quiet, and also the same in pleasure and pain, to whom gold and stones or earth are one, and what is pleasing or displeasing leaves him in peace. Can you imagine? No matter what may be taking place around you, you are peaceful. Why can we be peaceful? Because peace is a substantive quality of spirit. And you and I are made out of that one life. So what is true of the infinite is true of each of us. So we really can say, not only I'm peaceful, we can say, I am peace. The peace of God doesn't necessarily pass understanding, as Helen Keller suggested. Let the peace of God bring understanding. It's from that point of serenity that we can finally understand, and we can move through anything with grace, with ease, and in perfect spiritual poise. So we bring this concept into the realm of psychology because you hear a lot about self-esteem. We have a lot of workshops about, let's have a self-esteem bath. Well, it's a good thing, you know? We should maybe make a little sauna here. Let's come on and have a self-esteem bath. But it can be confused sometimes with ego, right? Self-esteem. It's sort of like the little guy whose father had invited his boss home for dinner, and he had been telling his family about this boss, and he wasn't always a very loving, understanding, pleasant guy, apparently. And so when the little boy was alone in the living room with his father's employer, and his father was helping mom in the kitchen, little boy went up to the man and he said, "My father tells me you're a self-made man." "Yes, sonny, indeed I am." The little boy asked him, "Why'd you make yourself like that?" That's not the self-esteem we're talking about. And so we can get confused with that. We need to feel healthy. We need to know we are capable. It's important. That's what we do growing up physically, emotionally, mentally, ultimately spiritually. We become aware that we are capable because there's something within us that can do anything, anything. So bringing it to the realm of psychology, this idea of self-esteem, it's essential overall well-being. So it should be, as someone once said, like a tree deeply rooted in self-sufficiency. Otherwise, it will be fragile and unstable. A tree rooted deeply in self-sufficiency. It's about knowing who we are, who we are. Then we come to the I do enough part. And as Jonathan shared earlier with us, when Mother Teresa was trying to explain to people that they didn't have to do everything she did. She wasn't even sainted yet, but she was certainly living the life of a saintly person. And people were just, you know, putting her on a pedestal and saying, "I could never do what you do. How do you do?" And she said, "You don't have to do great things. Just small things with great love." That's the answer. Small things with great love. In Matthew we read, "Consider the lilies of the field. They toil not, nor do they spin. Yet not even Solomon was arrayed as one of these. And ye of so little faith." You're always worrying about what to eat and what to drink and what to wear. I'm paraphrasing if you hadn't noticed. Let's develop a deepening faith that everything is being taken care of on a level we may not be able to see yet, like into the mystery. Let go of the shore into the mystery. See, coming from the heart requires both love and wisdom. When we're creating a very big loving safety net for ourselves and for others, it involves love and wisdom both. They walk along with us, love and wisdom. We love to do what we feel we know we are here to do. Is this mine to do? That's the wisdom part. We want to help. We want to serve. We want to be a part of the healing of this world, starting with the healing of ourselves. And the uplifting of our own families and neighborhoods and workplaces. We want to do our part. We can hardly wait. But we need to have the wisdom that balances what we can give that is ours to give. That keeps us in balance. That keeps the energy flowing, because we're not creating the energy. We're inviting it to flow through us. When we forget that, we get tired. That's when the compassion fatigue kicks in. We don't want that to happen. We can avoid it by remembering that It is this divine presence within us doing it all. So we honor all of our contributions, and we continue to give our contributions, whatever they are. Yes, I can lend a hand here. Look at all the clothes you've brought in. Thank you. It's overwhelming. I'm going to go through them afterward. No, I'm not. It's so generous. This was something we could do. And we're making a difference in our own community by doing it and aligning ourselves with the intention of Centers for Spiritual Living, which is a day of service. And we've extended it for like 2 weeks in September. So we celebrate by allowing the divinity within us to express in beautiful ways where we know we're giving until it feels good. We're doing the thing that feels right for us to do, and it's wonderful. Our beloved spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living, Dr. Ken Gordon, sent a letter out recently called Affirming Our Oneness as a Human Family, and I'd like to share it with you. Earthquakes, fires, and floods are affecting people around the globe. As Mexico digs out of its second earthquake this month, Centers for Spiritual Living stands in prayerful support to the people in Mexico, as well as our community members and centers affected there. Do you realize we have many centers in Mexico and in South America? They are burgeoning. It's fabulous. And so they're doing their important work there right now as well, and we are supporting them prayerfully in any other way that feels appropriate. Every time, he says, we are faced with a global or natural crisis, we have the opportunity to hear the call of love and life. In these times of political divisiveness, closing borders, social violence, whether between nations or within a country, when disaster strikes, we are all affected. Let us once again take this as an opportunity to affirm our oneness as a human family. Let us declare our commitment to love and support one another. We allow our common humanity to reach across the divides as we find powerful and creative ways to help those in harm's way. Let us also take this as an opportunity to recognize that we are part of one whole living system. We share this world with all living beings, and we include in our planet and all beings on it as a part of this precious oneness. Oneness. In the same way, we can destroy our environment, have a negative impact on our forests and seas, and create climate change. But we can also affirm that we are capable of creating a healthy, sustainable life upon this earth. Today, Centers for Spiritual Living calls every one of us to see beyond our own lives and the relationship to the whole, and become more aware of the interconnectedness of all life. We are called to reach out, not close down. We are called to love, not separate. We are called to action, not complacency. Like the butterfly effect, we realize that what happens anywhere around the globe affects us all. Spirit's wisdom, God's intelligence, and the will of life to love guides every one of us to reach out a helping, prayerful hand to our neighbor and our planet. Mexico, our prayers are with you, and we stand ready to help. Florida and the Gulf Coast, our prayers are with you, and we are willing to help. To those on the list, that's the minister's list who received this, not only are our prayers with you, but we also are paying attention. We commit to making a difference and bringing wholeness to people and our planet. And there's a long list. You've seen the news. California on fire, Washington on fire, Oregon on fire, Montana on fire, British Columbia on fire, Nova Scotia on fire, Greece, Brazil, Portugal, Algeria, Tunisia, Greenland, the Sakha Republic of Russia, and Siberia on fire. All around the globe, we are connected so deeply with every being on this planet, human, animal, the living forest, the living seas, the very air itself, We are so connected, but we cannot succumb to, oh my word, oh, what am I, there's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. And we're doing it. We begin by seeing the truth beyond the error. It was over 2,000 years ago we were told to see beyond the appearance and to judge right use judgment. And you know that judgment, spiritualized, is discernment. We want to discern the truth beyond the error. These things are temporary. Yes, they're doing terrible devastation here and there. But when we were driving to Big Sky a couple of weeks ago, we saw where there had been forest fires. We saw what had been on the ground and been there for a while. You know what else we saw? You know what else we saw. We saw the little trees that are growing up because they have the opportunity to do that now. Out of what appears to be total devastation, new life emerges. Let's call it forth through our prayers, through our spiritual mind treatment. Let's begin there by remembering who we are and remembering, because of who we are, what we are able to do. We are enough. And we do enough. Let's not begin to slip into nothing I can do. Well, there is. And we're doing it together. That means maintaining our vision clearly, keeping our thoughts in heaven, formulating those new visions together, because that's powerful, where we can find solutions. Write checks where it's appropriate. The wisdom part of the love and wisdom tells us what to do and how is appropriate to do that. Most of all, do not succumb to the upset, to the fear. Don't add to the negativity. Don't add to the great anxiety. It doesn't belong to us, and it's not serving our purpose. What does serve our purpose is remembering you and I are enough, and together we're even more than enough, and you and I can do what needs to be done, beginning with keeping our vision high. So grateful for our beloved spiritual leader, Ken Gordon. I want to share one other wonderful person who's a hero of mine, and that's Maya Angelou. She says, during bad circumstances, which is the human inheritance, you must decide not to be reduced. You have your humanity, and you must not allow anything to reduce that. We are obliged to know we are global citizens. Disasters remind us we are world citizens, whether we like it or not. We're all together on this beautiful blue globe. Let's open our hearts to one another. Let's see the possibilities for the people. Let's know that there's always, always a way beyond anything that the news has reported or we've even noticed yet. And we are the ones we have been waiting for. I'm going to share with you one of my morning spiritual practices, and I invite you to do it with me. And you can speak after me if you wish. Beloved Presence, open my heart, illumine my mind, and guide my hands, that I might be the presence of God's love in the world today. That I might be the presence of God's love in the world today. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you, and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude,
Simply click on the Donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.